We are on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Perhaps we should first learn the Taisus and then end the Gemara that we had started yesterday. La'olam lifnei yish. He says the Gemara had a problem. What is pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that matters what the purpose of the ktiya was. In l'shum eved, yishtabed. In l'shum ben chayrim, lo yishtabed. So the Gemara asks, how is it speaking about? If it's speaking about lifnei yish, pshat l'shum ben chayrim lo yishtabed. Doesn't make sense. It belongs to the other in addition. Hello, Achayush. If it's speaking about Achayush, so the Shum Eved Amay Yishtabed. The more understood Rashi says that Yishtabed means Larishim. Why should be Mishtabed Larishim? Since he was Meyayish. So on this Kasha we hear to Malch. Abaye said, Lo'ilam Lifneyush. Speaking about Lifneyush. Ushum Eved Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. It's Bifnei Yish. Ushum Ben Chayrim. Lo Yishtabed Lo L'Rabbi Rishon Lo L'Rabbi Sheni. The Gemara says, because if not, Mimni B'Loi Poki. It said over from the Rashbe that Chazal wanted that he should leave this guy. This matter of being by Shavoy, by a goy, is very not good for his ruchnius. So Chazal wanted we should be paid him. No. People won't be paid him because for that alone, they won't be paid him. It is a kiyum of mitzvahs, pinyin shvuyim. No, pinyin shvuyim is about the kinyin. Then they'll be paid him. But the Tanakama holds there's no mitzvah, lizdei sesabotim. There's no mitzvah. Tamazay al tistakone, you will not find people who will be eager to be paid there. So we have to somehow motivate the Klal Yisrael to be paid there. So the Tanakama said, if he's paid to him, l'shem ben chayrim, with no yish, he's paid him l'shem ben chayrim, will become a ben chayre, which is nagav urche. How does he become a ben chayre? When you pay, it's talking about b'fnei yish, so it belongs to the first order. Now I want to become a mitzvah pinyin shvuyim. Pinyin shvuyim is a big mitzvah. This takon is not so big to invest a lot of money. Pinyin shvuyim is a gemara beginning. So I want to make pinyin shvuyim. That means I want to make that. By heaven, there's no pinyin shvuyim. So I want that he should be a ben chayrim. So then somehow, so a pinyin, that he will become a ben chayrim, that's already called pinyin shvuyim. So Chazal made a tekon, if that's the only way that people will become motivated to be poydim, so we'll make him a ben chayim. Now how do you make him a ben chayim? He belongs to the other rishon. So the Taisus Ritzesh Pshat, it may take an oilam, kidei she yifduu, v'lo yishtake b'yad ha-goyim, amlu, she'im padu l'shem ben chayim, she'yiyye ben chayim. Now how does that work? It's five lines from the bottom. The koifin is chaperishin l'shachay. It's business koifin chaperishin l'shachay. That's what happens. That means, if we want him to shalay yishtake bein ha'akum, and this is the only motivation, that's what we're going to do. Now let us see Taisvitz. Lo'ilam lifnei yish. So the Gemara says, l'rabbei sheini loy, da l'shum ben chayrim polkei. Who had been the Motsi Lameina, the Motsi something else, L'Rabbi Sheini Loi, the Lifnei Yishuf. Why does it belong to Rabbi Sheini? Why does it belong to Rabbi Sheini? Lifnei Yish. Dilma Mimni V'Loi Pokalei. So they said, right, it should really belong to the Rabbi Rishon, the Lifnei Yish. du me minne le pokele. Im Thema, fragt Teisves, me hai Thema, so, for this reason, af minne le pokele, shepodoi, le shum ebed, yishtabed, le rabbe sheni. Let's say if a person wants to be paid them, le shame ebed. So we said, if he wants to paid them, le shame ebed, he belongs to rabbe rish. So, listen, this person, because when, we have to get him out of there. So fine. Now this person wants to be paid him, with shame himself. He'll be paid him, he'll be his heaven. So just like when it came, when he wanted the shame ben chayim. So Chazal said, listen, we want to get him out of this guy's rishus, we have to motivate people. So we have to say he'll become a ben chayim. So Memele, so now this person wants to be paid for himself. So also the same thing. Listen, if he wants for himself, it's better than to remain by the guy. I also mean, he won't be paid for Yana. He wants to be paid for himself. So let's say that if he's paid for himself, that'll belong to him. That'll belong to the Shani. Just like you made him, he doesn't belong to him. I mean, the whole Avla is we're taking away from the Rishon. That's the Avla that we're doing. But what do we say? Rabbi say it's kedai to take away from the Rishon, so yishtake itzalakum. So why, if he's paid there for himself, why does he belong to the Rishon? That's Taisvis Kash. Bim term in my time, shepodol shemevid, yishtabe la rabbi sheini, alt mim li lulei polki. Kishloima de mitam ze ein roi ligzel lo ze es avnoi. Velitnei lechaveiroi. So the some sefer says that as follows: the loyshayich loyma the nesakein shagazlan yikne dilma mimna v'lo yigzel. He says, listen, this person he belongs to the Rishon. So what does this Shani want to do? He wants to steal it. So he says, no, listen, that help and Daid, he wants to steal. Maybe he won't steal if you don't help him. You don't make takonis to help a gazlan. I mean, this whole intent of yours is glad treif. You want to steal Yenim Zevet. So Mamela, for that we won't make takonis to enable you to accomplish what you want to do. Good will be better for us. That he's out of the rishus and the goy, but what makes such takot? Loishayich haitayim alek shepidei l'shem mitzvah l'shem ben choyim. That means if he has a more kosher ally, he wants to do a mitzvah, he wants to make the yishvuyim, he should become a ben choyim, so then he's doing a l'shem mitzvah, and so this is a kosher rotzen. Problems halachically, how can it be accomplished? So we'll do it in order that Shulay Yishka Beit Hakam. That is the Na'agav Uche, the Taisus HaRosh Rat Ois, that when he's paid the shame of it, and he belongs to the Rishon, we have to know the Rishon has to pay him. It means that's Ichras. I mean, I, if it's going to belong to you, and the only way you could have gotten it is by laying out money, is by a shavi. So the Taisus HaRosh says, so there's no mimni v'loy polki mitzat l'shem avdus also. That means I'll do it. He'll have to pay me for it. So memele, I think it's the Taisus HaRosh. Now, then we had Rabbi. Rav said it's speaking about La'ach Yish. La'ach Yish is like this. So L'shem Avdus means that he's paid him, he should be an eved to the Shani. That's L'shem Avdus. L'shem, but so Memele, and that the Gemara is going to explain later, he's like a kainer from the Shavoy, can you may see Yodo. L'shem ben chayrin, so becomes a ben chayrin, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, ben kach u ben kach yishtabed, that in both cases he remains an Eved, that's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So according to Rashi, it's very good. This will be a deterrent. You mapple yourself on Gaiosis. Don't worry, you're gonna, when they'll be paid, you're gonna go back. So Mamela, Malach Lutzorazes. The Chaim Magia Rabbeinu Tam, Nikshe Podoi Lashem Evet, Yishtabed Lashemi. Because if you say Yishtabed Lashemi, Yapul Atmil Gaiosis, Kdeshe Evich, Leinye Mitzia Matonet, Leikoni Lashemi, Elamaisi Yoba. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, that means, this is what we had mentioned yesterday, and this is how Tosfos holds, that there are three inyanim over here. There's a kinyan iser, a kinyan aguf, and kinyan maaseh yodo. The kinyan iser could be remains by the rishon. The kinyan aguf, after years, the eved is kind of himself, the kinyan maaseh yodo of the goy is kind of. That's how Tosfos held. So Tosfos asks Akasha, say bazoi, so it will be an evet to the sheni. If it's an evet to the sheni, because the first one was miayish, so we lost the deterrent. So selainzach to be mapel atzme legayosis. Today, for mitziyim matana belonged him, he was kind of gufay al kaponim. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam was geiris yishtabed l'rish, like Rashi. Upon him nami, then as another question, if it's not Larishan, Shu Sine, Rabbi Rishan, mit Moshushan. I mean, there's a embedded Sine, Yatsam with a passion, the Rabbi Rishan. Mavki Yatsame Mimenu. So Mamela, therefore, if they said we want to deter this Rotsin of Mapul Atma Lagayosa, you have to say that Yachsa, Yishtabel Larishan. Umiyu nucha loyma, the loy polig Rav Shimon Gamliel atane kame, ele bepodai lishum ben choyrim, mishum dover muet leyat, loy polig Rav Shimon Gamliel atane kame, ele bepodai lishum ben choyrim, mishum dover muet leyapel atzmoy legayose. That means the Tanakama holds Yishtabed Lashen on the Takonis. So Taisva says, could be Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds Yishtabed Lashen by Eved. I agree with him. It'll be Mapal Atmul Gayosis. No. For Matana Metzia, it's not worthwhile to be Mapal Atmul Gayosis. So then it'll could be is Padi L'Shem, but Chayim could also be Yishtabed L'Sheni. That means the Takana was that he does not become a Ben Chayim. It's worthwhile. For the Eved, it's not worthwhile. For this kind of Chayim, it's not worthwhile. So this is, so places, something maybe not like Rashi, the Rabbi Netam. Now, we had one more kasha, we had Rabbi Shimon Gamliel painted to the Chachomim Kishem Shem Mitzvah Livdois as Bnei Chayrim Kach Mitzvah Livdois as Ha'abodim. So Mar said, according to Abaye, this is very good. That's speaking about before Yish. And we're afraid really of the public Shem Ben Chayrim should belong to the Adon Rishon. We're afraid he won't be paid there because there's no mitzvah leave days as avodim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, there's a mitzvah leave days as avodim. But according to Rav, it took about after years. So what's the kishay? So the Gemara answered, Rav Shimon Gamliel did not know if the Tanakam is speaking about before years, after years. So Memele, so therefore he said, whatever it is, you're wrong. If it's before Yish, in order to make a takone, that you shouldn't belong to the Rishon, כשם שמצווה לבדוס את בני חיים, כך מצווה לבדוס את סבודים, זה תהיו, שזה חסקי. סלט איתאי, סיפני יש כמריס, אף על פי שמסתפק רב שמעון גמליאל בדברי רבונו, מקום מוקם למסתבו לרוב כבר לא ימד הפליגי לפני יש. That means, go to hell, so, תאי סייס נאמר דקי קשה, רב שמעון גמליאל didn't know. הבאי סייס is speaking about לפני יש. And that's the machloikis. And you see, רב שמעון גמליאל also had such a tzad to speaking about לפני יש, and he went and said, קשיין. Rovin says, no, it's speaking about after Yush. How did Rovin know it's speaking about after Yush? Maybe it's speaking about before Yush. So Taisus says, Rovin held, le mistavo le le Rovin, kwa le me de pligil of me Yush. Because Rovin held, there's no doubt in my mind that the Rabbonim was zich and nochis, that it is a mitzvah to be paid on Rovin. Avodim, Avodim. So Memele, so that's a Rovin held. Shimon Gamliel didn't know, but zich and mistavo. So it has to be speaking about after Yush. Yeah. Now, let us go back to four lines from the bottom. Ul-Rove da-Oma la-Acha Yush Ul-Rabbi Sheini Podi l-Shem Ebed Rabbi Sheini Miman Konilei Mishavoy Shavoy Gufi Mikonilei And Konilei L-Maisi Yod Da-Oma Reish Lokish מניין לא עבד כחובם, שקונס עבד כחובם למייסי ידו, שנמה, אצל זוגם במניין תשובים, הגורים ממוכם מהם תקנו, אתם קוינים מהם. This is מיוטה, so to come to dash, אתם קוינים מהם, להם קוינים מכם, להם קוינים זה מזה, יוכל לא יקנה זה זה, כמו יכול להיקנו זה, זה האמרות להם קוינים זה מזה, זה לא צריך להיות לוגיקה, להם קוינים זה מזה לגופה. אתה תקנה כרקין ין הגוף, נעד אין היית, נעד אין הגוי. יכול להיקנו זה, זה למייס הידו, ואני כן גד, ין הגוי, הקינין, מייס הידיים, עמד קבו חוים, אוהב כחוב מישראל קוינה, אוהב כחוב מלכוסקי. Abadig v'sakinya ma'isi yadayim b'kigyot. Period. Now, let us see, yesterday we learned the Rashi of l'ma'isi yadov with the two mahalchim. Now, let's continue Rashi. Mehem tiknu ribuyu taksiv le'el minei mehem tiknu eved v'omo siv ba'asre v'gam v'nei ha'teshovim agor mimochem. Period. V'lishtoik, why? Nachmo mehem tiknu. So mehem tiknu is coming l'diyuke הם קיינים מכם, ולאתם קיינים מהם. ולאי הם קיינים אס אחד מכם, they cannot be קיינים you, לגופי. שצורך הימנו גד, או אם יברח ממנו ויסקייר מוטה בבס ישראל, שאין גופי קונוי לחווי. Now, I just would like to mention there's problems in this Rashi to understand exactly what Rashi is saying. Now, Rashi is saying two things, and let's learn one at a time. That the Pasuk is telling us that Lehem Kainim Zemi Zeh Legufoy, that a goy does not have a kinyan haguf in another goy. So what Rashi says, what's pshat legufoy? Sheitzorech meimenu get. They should need a get. So what does Rashi mean? So if we would want to learn, I will say, well, he only has a kinyan maisa yodo, which is a kinyan shibud. There's no Kenyan, it's a Psaad. He's a Meshubah to work for him. So if I'll tell him a guten tag, don't have to work for me anymore, it's sufficient. That would be gewaldig, if it is that way. But there are the other poskim, the Eitzah brings down other poskim. I don't know if they mentioned this Rashi. Other poskim taka learn like that. A goy with an eved ivri also can tell them a guten tag. You don't need a kinyan shtar to get rid of him. You just tell them reat latzmacha, a guten tag. So then this Rashi would be good. The problems arise because a lot of Rishonim say it's not true. By an Eved Ivri Akoni La'akim, you need a shtar. It's Gufi L'maisa Yod, but it's not a Kinyan Aguf, but there's a Kinyan over here, which in order for this Kinyan to end, you need a shtar. So now we have to understand what it's actually saying over here. L'gufi she'itzorech heimenu get. They should need a get. So others want to say that it means if there was a yush, then you won't need a get. That's what Rashi means. If there was yush or hefker, then could be you won't need a get. Chila is not good, but by yush, you don't need a get, and a get would only be for the tzadis. It doesn't have a kinyan issa. That's how others want to say pshat in Rashi. Or you need a get lishma. Nachas Moshe says she tzorich imenu get lishma. Everything is chosa from Rashi. Oh, but al kaponim Rashi is shvelach. Now let's go to the second mahalach. Oyim yivrach mimenu b'yizgaya mutar bebas Yisrael shein gufay koni l'chaber. See here Rashi, l'chay zvicha is talking about kinyan nisa. If Rashi before we talk about the kinyan moment would be very good. So Rashi is saying, I mean, like the Beis Halevi that holds that you don't need a shtar to lose the kinyan mona. So then, L'chayre Rashi is saying like this. He doesn't have a kinyan aguv shitzoich emenu get. That means he can tell him, re'at la'atzmach ha'guten tog, number one. Oy, and in kinyan isri, also doesn't have a kinyan aguv. Yivrach mimenu v'yizgaya. That means in Israel also doesn't have any kinyan. If he wants to be Megai himself, he can be Megai himself. So Rashi is first saying the kinyan woman and then the kinyan Israel. Or the way the Nachas Moshe says, Rashi is saying, to Mishalom Lagabi the kinyan Israel. He doesn't have a kinyan Israel in him that he needs a get that's written Lishma. He doesn't have a kinyan Israel, he could be Megai himself. That's how you can learn Chat and Rashi. But Davoni, I don't understand one thing. Rashi seems to say im yivrach mimenu liyizgaya. And why does he have to run away from him to be mizgaya? And what if he doesn't run away from him? Why can't he be mizgaya himself? If he doesn't have a kinyan iser in him, ain't good for ikoni. Why do you have to yivrach mimenu? Rashi's only speaking practical. I don't know. I mean, lachayre could be mizgaya tachtav also. If he doesn't have a kinyan iser, he doesn't have a kinyan ego. He could be mizgaya himself. I don't know. Oyvet kechovim kaina Yisrael, lemaise yado, shem chisasi yad ger, leika mishpachas ger. Period. Okay, now let us go further. Zuck the Gemara weit, the aim of honey mili bekaspo, Abu Bachazok Allah, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hani Mili, Be'evet Kechovim, Kainecha Be'eroi, Be'kaspa, Dumye, Be'evet Kechovim, Kaine Yisrael Be'kasif. That means, Rish Lokish had said, that a guy can acquire a kinyan maisa yadayim in another goy, a kal v'chayma from a yid. If he gets a kinyan maisa yadayim in a yid, the body gets a kinyan maisa yadayim in a goy. So the Gemara, fine. But it could be, but let's, the dover halomit can't be better than the dover hamalamit. So just like a goy gets a kinya maisi adayim in a yid through keset, the keset miknosoi. So he'll get
a kinya maisi yadayim in a goy, also through kesef. Dum yadayim et keichovim kaina Yisrael bekesef, dechsi bekesef miknosay. Bivri hanim kalay vet keichov. Vekni yasay vet keichovim boy vet keichovim a yalf eslay, mikni yasay vet keichovim be Yisrael. So that's very good. If there was a kinya kesef, so that's good. Abu Bechazoke, but over here, how did this guy acquire a kinyan, Maisa Yodayim, in the Eved? He didn't give any money. He didn't buy him from anybody. Bechazoke, Kigoy, Shavoy, Shehechsik boy, Vikonoi, the Ran says a little better. The konai bechazoke biyush kshevkirei rabbi shnishai shemen. So the mele here we're saying that we had a problem that the shavoy the poite from who was he koina maisi yadayim. So you tell me, well, Shlokish said a guy can never kinya maisi yadayim in another guy. Fine. But how does he acquire the Kinyan Ma'aseh? Well, we learned this out from an Eved Ivri. How does he acquire? So that's because of Miknasah. How did the Goy acquire his Kinyan Ma'aseh Yadayim in this Eved Shanishma? Not with Kesef. He acquired it with Chazokah. So how do you know Bechlau that a Goy is Kinyan Chazokah? That's Luchay the first Eved of Rashi. Kegoyin Shavoy, Shehechzik Boy. He was machzik in this abbot. Vekonai bechazoke. Beyush. To through the yish. Kshav kirei raboi. Shenishai shemenu. So memela. Vloi bekeser. He didn't pay for him. He was going with chazoke. Period. Chazoke. What's the touch chazoke? Shevet nani nikna boy. We're talking about chazoke. The same chazoke that Shevet nani is nikna boy. Hayne chazoke shel avdus, il bishoy, in iloy, il chitzoy le rabboy, kiddes hayne bisho niknis. So memele, so how do you know that a guy could acquire a kinya maisi yadayim with chazoke? Nehei, the Yisrael koni leiloy vit keichovim bechazoke, tak a yid could be koine a guy with chazoke. Diskish avodim lekarkoi, so Rashi starts with a goy, and then avodim, diskish avodim lekarkoi, so maybe, he becomes an ever knani through chazoke. Avoloi vetkechovim loikoni karke bechazoke, ki Yisroel, elokol kinyoni bekesef, a goy doesn't have kinyon chazoke by karke. So kol kinyani bekesa. So we have a new problem over here. So what it says in Arashi, the Vayil, is that the Gemara now is a problem. Everything I'll accept that a goy can have a kinyan maisi a diamond a goy they eat, but the maisi kinyan has to be kesa. He doesn't have kinyan chazoke. He can't be koyin a kaka with chazoke. So he can't be koyin a mederusa with chazoke. So how did he acquire this Eved Shenishbo? That's where did he get a kinyan? That's the Gemara's kash. Now, I thought perhaps. I mean, what chiluk is there between kinyan kesef and kinyan chazoke? That a goy has kinyan kesef, he doesn't have kinyan chazoke. I mean, what svore could one say? Kesef, yes, chazoke, no. Is perhaps it's nitin lehiyama, I don't know, but perhaps he could say that is a yisaidistik achilik between kinyan kesef and kinyan chazoke. Alibe de hasma. The sma says, Zimen kuf tzadik, a kinyan kesef is the mei peroi. I mean, the lumbus of kinyan kesef, there's a lumbus to it. I'm paying you for this. I'm giving you the payment. Or the Hascholas HaPiroin. I give you a prut. It's also good because I'm starting to pay you. But the longest of Kinyan Kesef is Kesef Piroin. I'm paying you for it. So this is a sichli shtika ma'isa kinyan. If I'm paying you for the chayfet, that's a way how to derive the chayfet. I'm giving you the shavis of the chayfet, so that's a ma'isa kinyan. So now if I'm giving you a prof from the chayfet or whatever, so the chayfet belongs to me. That's kinyan kesef. It's a sichli shtika ma'isa kinyan. Kinyan chazake is a symbolic kinyan. That means, put on my shoes, right? So you're doing a service that an eved does. So that makes you an eved. So by a yid is such a lomdus of kinyan chazake. By a karke, no god of poritz. What's pshat? I put a lock on a door, so the house belongs to me. I mean, I put a lock on the door, so it's a symbolic kinyan. That means, by putting a lock on the door, this is a rosh bailish, putting on a new lock. So, there's such a kinyan of chazaka. So it could be the Gemara El. This kinyan, that's by a yid, there's such a kinyan with mirastas, with a rosh bailish, but could be by a goy, there's no such kinyan. Now, before we go further, we have to know there's another big problem over here, a shekelcha problem. He says, the Gemara is a kasha, how was the goy koine? What's the problem? We're missing the ma'isa kinyan. There's a technical problem over here. He doesn't have kinyan chazake. But if he'd be koine with chazake, shalom al Yisrael. Is kan sheila ben, a gazlan steals something, and yen is miyayish, you koine? A gazlan isn't koine be yish, bisura sul yodai. So that's not the only problem. This the Gemara Machdash Kaneisik from the only problem is about Chazaki doesn't have. How is he kind? Agazon's kind of with years. So the Chaynim asked this kasha. This is a kasha that is there. So I once thought two terutz, and then he saw this bring down the second terutz I saw. God, there's a Pshashitus Rashi in Erevin. What is the longest? Why isn't a goy koine? Why isn't a gazlan koine after you? So the Gemara says Bisuros Yodai. So Taisus and Meruba learns Pshat. Bisuros Yodai means since there was a Chiyuv HaShoveh, when he steals it, there's Chalanem a Chiyuv HaShoveh. So the Chiyuv HaShoveh prevents him to be koine. That means even though Yiyush is an open door that whoever wants to be koine can be koine, but not the gazlan, because since the gazlan is mechuyev lahoshiv, so the chiyev hashava prevents him to be koine. So one of the two, Rashi and Erebin holds by a goy, there's no chiyev hashava. The whole chiyev hashava is only by a yid. So there's no chiyuv hashava, so then he also can be koine with yish. Or there's another eitz. So this I saw others want to say this eitz. So there's another eitz over here. There's an eitz avodim einam nigzalim. That means there's avodim esuk shel karkois, and just a karkain in nigzalim, avodim also einam nigzalim. Now. So avodim edim nigzolim. So there's, but avapike yish helps. So it would seem from our Gemara that yish does help. So why does yish help? Because yish helps by a dobo ha'avod. So you can steal an eved. Maybe you can steal a karka. There's a whole sugi and sukka if yish helps by karkois, because karka ain't an nigzolus. But avodim there's a metzias of gzeila. That means that's a good about lomdus. So it's avod. So the musig of yish helps. Oh, but since avodim einam nigzolim, so there's no din v'heshiv. So by it is no problem. That means if we will learn, the only reason why a gazlan is not koine is because the chiyah v'heshiv prevents him to be koine. So you have to wait. It's either by a goy there's no chiyuv veishim, or by a vodim there's no chiyuv veishim. So the Gemara only has one problem. The only problem is, but it doesn't have kinyan chazaka. That's the problem. We see he's not. That's the problem. No, he doesn't have only kinyan kesef. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Pope, Amen Omoyev Tiru Besiche. What's the Rashi? Amen Omoyev Tiru Besiche. Almoyevet Kechovim Koine Mechaberoi Kalke Bechazoke. I have a name, even the Avkere Yisroel, the Yiyush, Kon Levet Kechovim Bechazoke. It could be Koine with Chazoke. Tiaroi besichin, der sieb, al tozer es moib. Bechein bim ne amen, al te zurein. So me meile, klal yeso was muzer, they were not permitted to chepper with moib or with amen. Uch sieb, ki cheshbin ir sichin. So they took cheshbin, which was originally belonged to moib. Alma, tiar moib besichin. Because I'm not chepping moib. Because it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to Sichai. Ubnei Amin Ashkechan beYiftach Shomru Loi Malach Ibnei Amin, the Shluchim told Yiftach, Ki Lokach Yisrael's Arzi Baleisim in Mitzrayim, Me Armin Vad Hayaboy. The time they took away from Amin. But Ashkechan Shekovshu was Eres Sichai, when they took away Sichai, Beyushu, Beyushu's Arzi, Me Armin Vad Yaboy. Alma Ibnei Amin Kovshe, that Sichain was Koivish, this Karke from Amoin, Vahoda Yisrael, Vakov Sheminei, Vatiro Lehem Al Yodai, Alma Kniya Bechazok. So we see that he is Koine Bechazok. So, I once want to say a word nice, so Vaitse brings down from someone that says this, so Baruch Hashem. I have a big problem over here. The Gemara asked Akasha, as follows. A goy does not have kinyin chazok, he only has kinyin kesef. Avloi v'kechom v'ichoni, k'ikoni karke b'chazok, ki Yisroel, alakol kinyoni b'kesef. So the Makshin had asked with a established fact that a goy does not have kinyin chazok. Ela kesef, that was the Kasha. And all of a sudden they tell, he does have kinya chazoke. Moyev tiro besichay. So he does it. Umaisi says, kind of with chazoke. Yes, Takashi doesn't have chazoke. Yeah, he does have chazoke. Pasitai does it. So pshat is, he doesn't have kinya chazoke. But we should be medayik. The lushainis in Rashi is meiradik. Rashi says over here, Amin amoyev tiro besichain, amoy vekechovim, koine mechaveiroi karke bechazake. From a goy, that's what we just found out. We found out that from a goy could be koine a karke from a goy with chazake. That means that's true, 100% true. You want to be koine with a yid karke and kinyan ele bekesef. That's true. He's kind of never divri only because he's kind of also only because from a yid is only kind of because 100%. But from a guy he's kind of, and that's mechaveira, that's a Rashi stuck about no beim. Amay v'kecholim kind of mechaveiroi karke bechazok. One guy from another guy can be kind of. Could be kind of those. It's still not poshit. Ashkron oivit kechovim. Now let's look to Losh na Gemara. Ashkron oivit kechovim. Good. You show me that a guy is kind of with chazoka. Oivit kechovim. May oivit kechovim. Oivit kechovim Yisroel. No, but here he's kind of nervous. And never there's Dinei Yisroel on him already. So, where do you see this? Kinyin Chazoke? There's Yishmi Menu Shevi. So So let's see what Rashi says. But Rashi, I come to Yisrael, me no one can never say the Shaykh, the mitzvahs. Here he's kind of, from a Yid, he's kind of an Eved. Vayish menu Shevi, me the Korilei Shevi the day. That means it became Shavi to him. Shema me na Konya bechazoke. Vayish menu Shevi. So me mele, so, and Rashi says, let's be mamtik a little bit. Rashi in Chumash says, Shifcha achas ha'isa. So this was a Shifcha Knanis. Was a Shifcha Knanis that they had made Tvila. And then he became Shevi Shaloi. So you see, he gets a Kinyan in a Shifcha. So that's that. So we're back, I mean, for Nayib Mamish, he doesn't have Kinyan Chazake. He only has Kinyan Chazake from a Goy and a Shifcha. That's all what we have. That's all we're talking about. That's what Toysvis is. Now, let us see Toysvis. So Toysvis says, Alam Chazake Loi. Perish Bekunter is Chazake Shal Abdis. Kegoin Helbishai Hinilai Bechitze L'Raboi. Kedusanya Per Kama Dikdush. Bekoshe. Afilu Yisrael mi Yisrael loikoni eved ivri elo bekesef ushta kudom pekame dugdusha kolshkein oivet kecho. So memele, so what's your problem over here? If we're speaking about chazoke, we are speaking about chazoke, that they should have kinye chazoke, that's your problem. You tell me, my she has kinye chazoke, he says, Kinyan Maisa Yadayim of an Eved Ivri is not Nichta Bechazok and Shuldik. It's not a Goy doesn't have. No one has. For the Yisrael can be Koyin. Koshkin Eved Kechob. V'oy the Omar Hosom, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Ashkechen Ivri, Anim Kel Oivet Kechob, Hoyo V'chol Kinyone Shel Oivet Kechob in Bekesef. That's a Loshna Gemara. Now, Ivri anim kavichol v'chol kinyan shevik kechovim bekes. Uperish Rabbeinu Tam, hoyel v'chol kinyonei shel oyveit kechovim be'eved Ivri. That's what the Gemara means. Hoyel v'chol kinyonei shel akum be'eved Ivri. So v'ker, the Gemara says klor that a goy is only koine and eved ivri with kesef. That's what the main problem shot in the Gemara. So Tosfos is repeating the same kasha. We're asking kasha, how does he have a kinyan? I only find kesef. Then somehow the Gemara, everything becomes good with the limudim. I mean, the shema shemayim, the Gemara says, Chloe is only koine with kesef. Kol kinyan shall akum eved ivri is bekesef. Aber baal me kinyon shavik echad be meshich el Rabbi Yochanan, the kaimelon kibosei legabi Reish Lakish, by metaltelen, there's a drosha, that we learn out, that Yisrael bochode, nakum bochode. So by kinyon metaltelen, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what kinyan is one kind of metal by a Yisrael, me Yisrael, and what kinyan are you kind of from an akum? The Gemara is atrash, whatever the kinyan is by Yisrael, it's different by akum. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Yisrael is kind of bekesef, an akum is kind of b'meshich and not bekesef. According to Reish Lakish, a Yisrael is kind of b'meshich, and the Akum is koine bekesef. And Tosfos says we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So a goy is koine metaltelin b'meshiche, not bekesef. So you see, you can't say kol kinyonei bekesef means that the only kinyon a goy has is kesef, because it's not true. By metaltelin, a goy has kinyon meshiche. So that what the Gemara says, kol kinyoni bekesem, means kol kinyoni bevedivri bekesem. He's not kind of bechazoka. That's what Tosfos wants to prove. Agav uche, a maimer hamuzger, it's kedai to say over, a gewaldike ha'ore. Roiv poiskin paskin like shitus ha'Tosfos, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that a goy has, by metalpum, a goy is only kind of bemeshiche, not with kesef. Now, when it comes to mechiras chometz, we should realize there's a tremendous, tremendous problem because we do not have a muskim dike maise kinyan that the goy should make. The preferable kinyan would be that the goy picks up your bottle of schnapps and the mekagbone meshicha, then it'll be koyin. But the goy, all the bottles of schnapps and cereals and everything is put safely away. And all the kinyonim we have, chotzer and kesef and agav and stimtuse, all the kinyonim and chalipin, all the kinyonim are mefukpokim. And we're speaking about a shaila of a bal yerod diraise, that's how the Rav Shulchan Aruch says. And we have to realize, so this is our kaponim, a gewaldike hider, not a salchomets gomel. That's a maimer hamuzga, because we're roi paiskin paskin, like this Tosfos, that a guy is only kind of metalfim with Mashiach. Let's get back to the show. Kivnam erbiachan valtera mois keskim, velkabu Mashiach, muchabek meiz the prayers. So so Tosfos says, a goy is not kind and never divri with chazoke. A yid is not kind and never divri with chazoke. And it's like leforish, the hoche, the chazoke, shall kibush mulchoma airi, the chain perish, rabbeinu chanan. We're speaking about the chazoke over here does not mean kinyan chazoke. The Rashi says, manila imalbishoi. Chazoke means a forceful acquirement. Let us see the lotion. Of the Tosfos Rit. The Kaspe, Mayri, Alu, Bechazoke, Shegoizloi, Bekoyach, Michavere, Vyemalon, Dekoni. So this is how Tosfos learns. Chazoke means a forceful acquirence of violence. Amoin umoyov tiru besiche. Vechiechi dikonu arzom bechazoke. Again, chazoke means kibish mulchome. Koninami gufom bechazoke. There's such a kinyan of kibish mulchome. Vechsiv, so the Gemara says, how do you know, that's a kalka. How do you know, an eved? Zivayish b'menu shevi. V'imtayma lomali hashto hoda amin amoyu eftira besichim. Hashto oivu kechovim Yisroel kaine, oivu kechovim, oivu kechovim, loi kolshke. So memele, yeah, v'yesh loima. So why need the first posik? Absolutely the same kom Yisroel. V'shlam davish b'menu shevi loya vofina minei shum kinyin. He loved the ashkechin the tiaroi. That means we would never say Vayish b'menu shevi means that attacker it belongs to them. We would say he captured the shevi, but not that he's taka. We would never be able to show from this pasuk the taka that he loved Ashken the tira. But now that we see that there is a kinyan of kibush by kalke, so then we permit ourselves to say, Vayish b'menu shevi means by metal tumbos. L'hochi, maisi l'el midarei shlokish. When the Gemara asked Akashe, that how do we know that, who was the kaina from, who was the paida kaina from? So the Gemara says he was kaina from the Koi, from the Shavoi. The Gemara says, how do you know that he's kindness? The Gemara says, Reish Lakish, Nailei V'Kechov, Mishakon Zei V'Kechov, so we bring from Reish Lakish. Why do you have to bring the Moshlag? It brings from Vayish Mimenu Shevi. Finished. Then we see Chloe as a Kenyan. A Kenyan, because Elfiyemis, we have to. I mean, we come to this Pasuk Sivus, so let's bring it right away. So, Sotaisus Lohim Aisel Midrash Lokish Ishmael Shevi Lachud Elahabi Yedim. That's I said before. That means the Ishmael Shevi is a different understanding after it says the Amin Amoy of Tilo Besicha. So you see, there is such a Musig of Kibish Mulchome. So then, now we say that's Ishmael Shevi. But, so therefore, the Gemara before Bechlal didn't want to go into this. So the boss says, I'm saying, it's a Kenyan. Then the boss says, about, yeah, there wasn't a Kenyan castle. Or me, it's a glassui lashminid loikoni gufoi. And Taisvah says, be'emesin, that it could be that, that what the mother bring Rishman, the more what Reish Lokish is the Russia, the Gemara wanted to tell us it doesn't have a Kenyan aguf. I mean, it could be Rishman and Shevi, it could be his, I could learn out that you get a Kenyan, but the Gemara first brought Reish Lakish to tell you that the Kenyan that a guy acquires is not a Kenyan aguf, it's only a Kenyan lamaisa yoga.